glorification of only bhakti and bhakta, both everywhere. And in Srimad Bhagavatam has been written, without the process, following the process of bhakti, anyone cannot be happy in their life. This bhakti has been divided by Sanatana Goswami three classes, three stages. Jnani Bhakta, Jnani Bhakta, Shuddha Bhakta, Premi Bhakta, Prem Par Bhakta, Premati Bhakta. Gopis are yet limp beyond this limit. Who are Jnani Bhakta? Prahlad Maharaj. Jnani, Nirvisheshvadi, and Tattva-jnani are different. Here Tattva-jnani. Prahlad Maharaj, in the whole world he sees Krishna. And in Krishna whole world, he is Samadarshi. All good qualities in him. So, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj Upakshan is told, if anyone wants to begin bhakti, he must follow Prahlad Chaitanya. And second, Ambarish Maharaj Shuddha Bhakta, we will explain. Third, Premi Bhakta Hanuman. Prempar Bhakta Pandavas. And Prematu Uddhava. One thing also, mixture of bhakti and karma, mixture of bhakti and jnana, mixture of bhakti and yoga, they are not pure bhakti. Among them, karma mishra bhakta is dhruva. He will explain about it. We should try to think why Dhruva is not told Shuddha Pure Bhakta. If you have any worldly desire of heaven, mukti, then you are not pure bhakta. Krishna cannot be happy by that. In brief. In this Annabilasita shloka, it has not been told Jnana Karma Shunya. Once you cover, without karma you cannot survive your life. Without knowledge you cannot. So, two are essential for our life. But it shouldn't be covered. It is covered by karma which are not favorable for bhakti. Those ones who are favorable for bhakti, they are not important, not should be. And in this way, jnana also, knowledge also. Krishna Tattva jnana is knowledge. It must be. But Gyan, Nirvishesh Gyan, Maya Bhav, Advaita Bhav, Krishna has no form, God has no form, Brahma has no form, no quality, nothing. This is Nirakar, Niranjan. So, after Dhruva comes the stage of Jnani Bhakta. Prahlad Maharaj is Jnani Bhakta. So, you should describe me very clearly.
Guru Vek. Gaurachandra Radhikaya Tadale Krishnaya Krishnavaktaya Tadavaktaya Namo. First of all, I give pranams to Sri Gurudev, Om Vishnupad, Sisimad Bhaktivinoda Narayana Goswami Maharaj, Srinadi Sannyasis, Brahmacharis, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming. Whoever has ordered me to speak, try to speak something about the glories of Sri Prahlad Maharaj. Sri Prahlad Maharaj is called Gyani Bhakta. Actually, Dhruva, he is not counted amongst these five because he worshipped the Lord with material desires. Therefore, Gurudev said, Dhruva Charitra, he is one example of how not to perform bhakti. Because actually, Dhruva could not make his heart one with the instructions of Narad Muni at all. Narad Muni instructed him, you should give up desires for honor and dishonor and just be situated happily. But Dhruva said, I cannot, I am Kshatriya, I cannot give up my nature. Therefore, please give me some instructions how I can achieve my goal in some honest means. Therefore, Dhruva, he kept some difference between himself and his Gurudev. But Prahlad Maharaj was completely different than this. He had no even touch of material desire. Therefore, he is called Gyani Bhakta. Gyani Bhakta means he has knowledge that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Therefore, he worships him with so much awe and reverence. There's a difference between Gyani and Gyani Bhakta, as Srila Gurudev said. Gyanis do not accept the eternal form of the Lord or the position as the Jiva as Bhagawan's eternal servant. But Gyani Bhaktas, like Prahlad, like Grandfather Bhishma, they are devotees. They have no tinge of material desire. Therefore, it's a very great history in the seventh canto. Prahlad, he took birth as the son of the great demon Hiranyakasipu. There was sometimes like even gold may appear in a dirty place. Sometimes Vaishnavas may appear in any dynasty for the purification of that dynasty. Like Hanuman, he appeared in Mangi dynasty. Or like demons like Bali Maharaj, they also appeared like that. Or amongst the bird species, Garuda. Therefore, even though Prahlad Maharaj appeared in the family of demons, actually he was pure Vaishnava. So his father was very much antagonistic towards the Lord. He performed great austerities to please Lord Brahma, to get the shakti that he could kill Lord Vishnu. Actually, his incarnation of Jay and his brother is an incarnation of Vijay, who appeared to fulfill the desires of the Lord. But that's a great history in the Bhagavatam. So Prahlad Maharaj, he was very obedient and very humble and very sweet-natured child. His father loved him very much, which turned out to be Hiranyakasipu's saving grace. There were Hiranyakasipu, he sent him to the Gurukul, the two sons of Sri Sukracharya, Sanda and Amarika. And there they learned all type of materialistic education. So when Sri Prahlad Maharaj returned back from Gurukul, that time his mother washed him, combed him, put him on a nice dress when the boy came home from holidays. And his father, with so much affection, took Prahlad on his lap and sniffed his head, and actually tears of affection were pouring down from the eyes of Hiranyakasipu. Then he asked, my dear son, tell me, which is the best thing that you learned at school? So Prahlad Maharaj, he had so many great features, but one of his great features, because he completely knew I am not the body, therefore he had no fear. Prahlad Maharaj was never rude or shy or harsh speaking to his father. Oh, best of the demons! And Hiranyakasipu became very pleased. Oh, thank you. The best thing that I learned from my teacher, that time Prahlad Maharaj did not say who is his teacher, but his Gurudev is Sri Narad Muni. Prahlad was 60,000 years in the womb, and he heard all bhakti tattva from the mouth of his teacher, Sri Narad. Therefore, tatsadu maneya surja bhaja dehinam. Oh, Father, the best thing I learned is that those who consider this body to be the self, they are always engrossed in anxiety, because they are meditating upon that which is temporary. Diyat asatriha. If we meditate on a temporary thing in this world, we'll be in anxiety because one day it's going to leave us, or one day it will leave us, or we will leave it. Therefore, always fear. Then one who gives up that dark well of material existence called household life, means material attachment, who gives up everything and takes shelter of the forest of Sri Hari, that person knows, that's the best thing I learned. Which forest that particularly means? Sri Vrindavan or Sri Navadvipa. One who gives up material life and takes one point in shelter of the Dham, like our Sri Rupan Sanatana Goswamis, that person is the topmost. Guru Maharaj gives an example. There was one man and he was being chased by a tiger. So he fell down a hole that was a blind well. When a well is abandoned, it becomes covered by grass. It looks very nice, and when you go on it, then you fall down. In the same way we think, oh, woman is very nice, and when we go to take shelter of it, then we fall into that deep hole. So that man, he grabbed hold of a branch to save himself from falling to the bottom of the well. And what did he see? At the top was the tiger watching him. He looked down and there were many snakes on the bottom of the well waiting to finish his life. That branch was being chewed by one black mouse and one white mouse. So in such a horrible situation, he noticed on that tree was some, bee's nest, honeycomb. So that was dropping and he was tasting that honey and he forgot all about his precarious situation. In the same way we are also, even though the bees were stinging him so much, still he forgot his pain by tasting that happiness. In the same way we are also in such a dangerous situation. No? Death is up there, death is down, so many miseries in the form of families, friends, enemies giving us so much torture. And that branch represents our lifespan, which every day and night is being taken away from us. But still we get a little bit of sensual happiness. That time we forget our misery. When Prahlad gave those wonderful instructions to Hiranyakasipu, he could not accept it at all. Therefore, but he did not take it seriously, because at that time Prahlad Maharaj was only 5 years old. So he laughed, haha, thus the child's intelligence is spoiled by the enemy. But he did not take it very seriously. He called Sandhanamaka, be very careful. There must be some Hare Krishnas, some Vaishnavas coming here in disguise. They're giving, polluting this child's intelligence with instructions on Bhagavad Bhakti. Please take care, it does not happen. Sandhanamaka were very much astonished. They asked Prahlad, Prahlad, we have never given you instructions on Vishnu Bhakti. Where you learned all this rubbish from? And Prahlad Maharaj laughed. Really? I have heard of Maya, Vishnu Maya, which makes one think friend and enemy. But now I am experiencing it for the first time. My dear teachers, why am I attracted to Vishnu? I must say, like a magnet, and a piece of iron is attracted to the magnet, in the same way my mind is somehow causelessly attracted to the feet of Sri Vishnu. So Sandhanamaka, again, they became angry. They took a stick. This boy, the demons are like a forest of sandalwood, and Vishnu is like the axe to cut them down. This boy Prahlad is like the handle of the axe, the servant of Vishnu. So they chastised him in many ways and again instructed him on materialistic sciences. Just like in today's modern society, you go to the colleges and universities, there is stool department, urine department, chemistry department, physics department, economics, but no soul department. Therefore, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj said, modern education system like slaughterhouse, killing people and no benefit. Just like animals enter a slaughterhouse with no knowledge and they leave in a worse condition than they came in, students enter the educational system, they come out in a worse position when they went in than when they entered. So Prahlad again went back to school, but he never seriously considered the materialistic instructions of his teachers. Therefore, again came term two, next holiday, Prahlad went back again. Again, Hiranyakasipu. He took his son on his lap. Oh son, tell me, what's the best thing you learned? And Prahlad Maharaj again, without any fear. Not like us, we're thinking, if I speak strongly, he won't give me a donation, then how will I move, how will I live? Prahlad Maharaj was completely fearless. He directly spoke the truth. He had no self-interest, nothing to gain from his father. So such a devotee like that can really speak Hari Katha. Prahlad Maharaj said, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Achanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam, iti pom samita vishnu bhaktischannava lakshanam kriti manidiyada adatamam. Oh Father, the best thing I learned was iti pom samita vishnu, one who completely surrenders to Vishnu. So Vishnu here is plural. And how there can be two Vishnus? Then one Vishnu will fight with the other. Two Vishnus means one is Visai Vishnu, Visai Bhagavan, Krishna himself. And the other one is Asra Bhagavan, Gurudev or Srimati Radhika or Sri Gadadhar Pandit. Actually, bhakti is not just towards Gurudev. Bhakti is always towards Visai Bhagavan, Sri Krishna. And Guru is that person who is completely situated in that mood of surrender and service to Sri Krishna. So first surrender, then engage in the limbs of devotion. The first limb of bhakti is Guru Padasra. Surrender to the feet of Guru. If you cannot do the first limb of bhakti, how you can do the other 63 limbs of bhakti? Therefore, first surrender. Who? To Guru and to Krishna. And under guidance and direction of Gurudev, one should perform Navavida Bhakti. Hearing first. Unless we hear, then we won't know how to serve. Who is Krishna or Guru? We won't know unless we hear. Therefore, hearing, and what you hear, then you should repeat kirtan. And what you hear and repeat, you should remember smaran. Engage in the service of the Lord in the temple, offering prayers, becoming his servant, becoming his friend, and atmasama, completely offering everything to Vishnu and Gurudev. One who knows these things, he knows everything. And then Hiranyakashipu, he completely popped his cord. He was completely furious. What? This boy is giving me all type of nonsensical instructions? You think you know more than me? You think I have not done great austerities? How come you got this knowledge and I do not have this knowledge? Then Prahlad Maharaj spoke three very famous verses. Matina Krishna Paratosatava Mito Apatiti Kriha Pratana Madanta Gobi Visatamta Mishram Puna Punas Chavita Chavinanam Nati Vitu Swatakitami Vishnu Durusaya Bahirata Maninas At Andayatam Devupaniya Manas Tapiyasti Iti Banda Bandaha Naisho Matistavaru Kuramis Anath Sprishitan Anath Pagamam Yadataha Mihir Samyat Paro Rajo Vishaka Miskinchinasya Yabrinatiyaha. Three very famous verses of Prahlad Maharaj. So the meaning is very long. But he said, O Father, Matena Krishna Parato Svatova. That person who has not given their mind to Krishna, then they cannot, those persons who have uncontrolled senses, Adanda Govir, Visatam Tinishram, their uncontrolled senses drag them towards the lower species of life. Therefore, because they have not controlled their mind and senses, their inclination towards Krishna cannot be awoken by their own efforts, by the efforts of others, or by a combination of both. And Hiranyakashipu says, you think I don't know the meaning of scripture? Hiranyakashipu was a great pundit, very much learned. He'd even pleased Lord Brahma with his austerities. And you think I don't know the meaning of Shastra? And Prahlad Maharaj said, Nati vidusva atakatambi vishnu durasaya bahirati manyas. O Father, you have no bhakti towards Bhagavan, therefore you cannot understand the meaning of the scripture. Bahir ati maninas. You always take the external meanings of the scriptures. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he gave so many nice stories in his Upakyavali of this history. For example, in India we know there are so many pundits and they learn Sanskrit, they know this and that, but they cannot understand one drop of the real meaning because they have no devotion to Guru or Bhagavan. He told a story one time there was one pundit, so-called pundit. One Vaishnav came to one village. In that village was one so-called Guru, Bharadada, big Guru, big fat fellow. His father was Guru, his father was Guru, his father was Guru. Therefore this was like a family business. But actually Guru had no knowledge at all. You can find a guru who can give you mantra. You can find that type of guru anywhere. But guru who can give you prema, where you'll find that type of guru. So the Vaishnava challenged this false guru. I challenge you to Shastra, some fight with Shastra. Then the guru said, don't worry, I'll take care of him. Then all the foolish disciples, they took big guru Bharadara on their palanquin and they took him to the debating arena. Then the fat guru, he challenged the Vaishnava, because you are a guest in our village, please you ask the first question. Then Vaishnava asked, Kastvam. Kastvam means who are you? Then the false guru went, Kvastvam, Plastram, Mastram, Hastram, Plastram, Krastram, Smastram, Krastram. Which sounds like Sanskrit, but has no meaning at all. Plastram, Plastram, Mastram, Hastram, no meaning. That time the Vaishnava realized, this fellow is a complete idiot. Why I waste my time talking with him? So he turned away and left. That time all the foolish disciples, Jai Bada Guru, Jai Big Guru. All glories to Gurudev. Just see his answer. His answer was so powerful he could not even answer and he left. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, when the Vaishnavas ask the very easy question, Kastvam, who are you? What do they shout? Plastram, Mastram, Hastram. But they cannot say, who am I? I am servant of Bhagavan. Therefore they are always bewildered about the meaning of the scriptures. Therefore, Father, such a blind person, is a blind guru is like, he leads other blind disciples and both fall to hell. Tulsidas ji said, under guru lobhi chela, noronaka tela tela. Guru is blind. Guru is very greedy and disciple is deaf. He never hears anyway. And both run towards hell. Therefore, guru should have real devotion to the Lord and disciple should have real devotion to guru. Then one's life is successful. Their father, those who have no knowledge, no devotion to Bhagavan, Punam Punas Chavita Chavananam, they simply chew the tube. Gurudev tells a funny story. Chewing the tube means what? There was one dog, Indian dog, really hungry. He found one chicken bone and he dug it up. That chicken bone was maybe 20 years old, no juice was there at all. So that dog, because he was so hungry, he was chewing the bone. That bone was so hard, it was cutting his gums and lips. Then that dog, because he was so hungry, he was sucking the bone and he's drinking his own blood and thinking that bone is very nice. So the other dogs, they saw, Adi, this guy has a bone. We do not have a bone. Therefore they began chasing him. And the dog was, and the others were following him and pounding him. The dog was in so much distress that he dropped the bone. As soon as he dropped the bone, he felt so much relief. But then what happened? Another dog, he picked up the bone and he began running. Then the other 49 means what? Our parents married. So much suffering, so much misery. And just before they die, what order they give the children? Hey, you should marry. Means they drop the bone. Then the children, they pick up the bone and they run. So much suffering, so much misery. Just before they die, what do they say? You have to marry, don't disobey me. They drop the bone. And they pick it up. Una, unas, chavita, chavanam. Even though our parents so much suffered in material life, working like dogs. I mean, thank you, otherwise we wouldn't be here. But really, so much they worked, but could not be happy. They could not find any satisfaction, but again, they forced their children to do the same thing. Puna Punas Chavita Chavananam. And famous last verse of this three. Oh Father, you could not understand because you never surrendered to any pure Vaishnava. Niskinchanasya na vrinintiyava. You never surrendered and put the foot dust of any pure Vaishnava on your head. Therefore, you could not become free from unwanted desires. Therefore, you could not understand the goal of life. Prahlad Hiranyakasipu completely burst. He went nuts. Oh, he said, you are like a diseased finger. Sometimes a finger is diseased, you have to amputate it. Even though this boy is my son, he is like a disease. He will kill me, the whole body. Therefore, he should be killed in any way. He ordered the demons, finish him, chop him, burn him. The demons came and tried to kill him in many ways. Prahlad never prayed like we do. Bhagavan, save us. Only he remembered Krishna completely. Therefore, Bhagavan saved him in every way. He threw him under the feet of elephants, he gave him poison, put him in fire, tried to chop him with chainsaws and axes, but Prahlad was completely unaffected. Hiranyakasipu became devastated. I tried my best, I could not kill him. This boy is unlimitedly powerful. He will definitely be the cause of my death. Then Sandanamaka, the two gurus, Sanda. Sanda means bull. Amarka, no sunlight, blind. Because bull, he's big and fat, and he moves everywhere, passing stool. So many so-called teachers like that. No, I remember in my school, so many of them. And Amarka, completely blind, no knowledge at all. Therefore they said, O king, don't worry, this boy is very young. He's like a green piece of bamboo. We can easily make him into first-class king and politician. Therefore don't take his words so seriously. Again, they brought him to school, and they gave him all type of materialistic instructions. Then Prahlad was also an expert cheater, if I may say. Guru Maharaj says, if you want to do bhajan, you have to become very crooked also. How to cheat the common person? Like Mahaprabhu told you, Raghunath Goswami, Ante kore nishtaloka kore vyavahara, Acharya tabe paris Krishna tumare udha. Don't show your devotion outside too much. There's a saying in Bengali, Oti bhakti chor lakshan. Too much devotion is sign of a thief. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj, chup-chup, tolerated everything. The teachers had so much confidence. Oh, Prahlad, you believe we are going outside? Something doing? You please take care of the students. And all the students began ha-ha-hi, laughing and joking. Prahlad said, don't play now. Now is not the time for wasting time. Now is the time for bhajan. Achara komra achara pragya dhamun bhagavataya dhruvam manasa janma tat bhakta dhruvam atagam. Prahlad Maharaj said, no, now is not the time for wasting time. The boy said, what do you mean? Now we can play, and when we're old age and in the wheelchair, then Hari Ram, Hari Krishna. Prahlad Maharaj said, no. Because life should be, bhajan should be practiced from 5 years old. Sometimes parents think we should let our children play Xbox until they're 18, then they can do bhajan. But those children never do bhajan. Bhajan should be done from early age. Therefore, don't give birth to children unless you instruct your children on Hari Bhajan. Otherwise, if it gives birth to so many children, what benefit? From the age of 5, children should be instructed. So, we only live 100 years, and 50 years we lose by sleep. Some of us more. 50 years we lose by sleeping. In old age, 80 to 20, you cannot even, 80 to 100, you cannot even eat mashed potato. You cannot do anything. 20 years lost in old age. 10 years is nappies and potty training. 10 years going to school. 20 years lost in that. 10 years. In 10 years, what are you going to do? In 10 years, you have to get married, you have to become educated, run a business, put your children through school. And when are you going to chant the holy name? Therefore, Prahlad gave so many valuable instructions to his divine, to his school children. Then he said, famous instruction, was it? Guru Susu Saya Bhatta Sava Labda Padena Cha Sangana Sara Bhatta Namiswara Anada Nena Cha. Oh boys, you should begin devotion by completely offering everything to Guru. That means offering ourselves. If we offer ourselves to Guru, automatically everything we have belongs to Guru. Otherwise I give donations to Guru, but I don't give myself to Guru. This is not called completely offering everything to the spiritual master. Therefore, first completely offer everything to Guru. Sarva labdhapanena cha. And everything you possess, you should offer him. What does Guru come here for? Has Guru descended from Goloka Vrindavan to collect donations? What does he want from us? What is that thing he is looking? That is our independence. That is the real gift, the real dakshin to the spiritual master. Therefore, one should surrender everything to Guru because he is the representative of the Supreme Lord. And Guru will instruct you. Is sadhana, sadhana sankha bhaktanam. The Guru will instruct you how to do Vaishnava seva. How to do association with Vaishnava and Ishvara aradhana cha. How to perform worship of the Supreme Lord, beginning with hearing and chanting. The boys became very much impressed by Prahlad's words. Oh Prahlad, please tell us how we can do devotion. Prahlad said very easily, simply by chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
So all the boys began chanting the name. Hirani Kashmir became very angry. What's going on here? Stop that racket! Didn't he say that to Maharaj? What did he say? Thank you, Maharaj. Okay, we need a demon here. Maharaj, would you do the honor? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
think that you are more powerful than me? That your God is more powerful than me?
You think you are strong? Well, let me tell you, Father, the source of your strength and my strength and everyone's strength, that's Lord Vishnu. And he's everywhere. He's all-pervading. He will save the devotee.
Oh, really? Your Lord Vishnu is going to save you, huh? Well, then tell me, where is that Lord Vishnu who's going to come and save you when I raise my powerful fist to cut off your head?
I hope he's in that pillar there.
You saved me. Oh, really? He's in this pillar over here. Let me test and see if your God will be able to save you in this pillar over here. Where's my sword? Okay. So if your God is in this pillar, Prahlad, let's just see if what you're saying is true or not. I will take my fist and I will break this pillar into pieces. Let's see if your God will come and save you.
Of Lord Brahma intact. I have killed you on my lap, not in the land, the sea, or the air. I have killed you not in the day or the night, but in twilight. I have killed you not in the house or outside of the house, but on the veranda. And I have not killed you in any year. But I have killed you without any weapons also, but with my nails. In this way, I have killed you and kept all the benedictions of Lord Brahma intact. You are now finished.
After Hirani Kasaguru's disappearance festival, that time Srinidev was very angry. Because he is the Supreme Lord, he manifested unlimited anger. All the demigods headed by Brahma and Shiva and Lakshmi, they were afraid to approach him, such was his intensity of anger. So finally, they asked Prahlad, please satisfy your Lord. And Prahlad Maharaj went on the lap of Hiranyakasipu of Nrsimhadeva without any fear at all. That time Nrsimhadeva Bhagavan began licking him out of parental affection. And asked, O Prahlad, please choose a benediction. Then Prahlad Maharaj's answer is very famous. So many stars and stutis he offered, more than 80 or 90 verses. If you read so much Tattvasiddhanta, Prahlad gave in his prayers. He said, O Lord, I am not a businessman. I am not a prostitute. I am not serving you for some benediction in exchange for my service. Therefore that you deserve, you think that I desire any material thing, this is a shame for me. Therefore please bless me that I will have no material desires. Then Bhagavan Nrsimhadeva said, Prahlad, I know you have no desire, but for my happiness, please choose a benediction. Then Prahlad Maharaj, he asked for the benediction. My father must have committed many offenses to you. then please forgive him. Then the Srinagar said, Bhagavan the Srinagar said, he is already forgiven. He has already achieved the supreme destination because of his attachment to you. Therefore, please choose one benediction. Then Prahlad Maharaj, famously, he prayed, I am not interested in my own liberation. I am only worried for the fools and rascals who have forgotten you. Because anywhere I am, I can remember you and feel transcendental bliss. I have no anxiety. Therefore, please, I choose the benediction that I will take the sins of all living entities and I will go to hell and they may all achieve your lotus feet. Then the Srinagar Bhagavan, his heart completely melted. Prahlad, that is impossible. But instead I give the benediction. Anyone who hears these pastimes of my appearance and your glories, that person will achieve me. Others not. Bhagavan Srinagar ki.
I'm not Gaurakamsapa Damodar Maharaj, the great, great disappearing festival of Hiranyakasipu. Now it's my turn. Listen to me. Tomorrow, for whom we are waiting for a long time, the appearance day of our Paramananda Guru Parapadma will take place tomorrow here, 10 a.m. Srila Gurudev will come here, 10 a.m. I'm requesting all devotees, please attend the festival and come here before 10 o'clock and start kirtan. And tomorrow we'll do here how Srila Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada and our beloved Param Gurudev and Gurudev, they used to often observe Vyas Puja. You never seen in a whole life, we'll do here a diagram and how to observe, you can see everything. And Gurudev will come and he'll do his Vyas Puja. After that, we'll do worship of Srila Gurudev. And afternoon, we'll speak about Guru Tattva and glory of Srila Gurudev and his life history. Afternoon, about 4 p.m. Tomorrow class will start about 4:30. Gurudev will come about 4:30 p.m. And I am requesting all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis come before 4. Hare Krishna. Thank you for your cooperation.
And also tomorrow morning, the early morning class, which is at 7:30 a.m., is going to be given by Sri Padmanabh Maharaj. Oh. Anyway, we'll have early morning class. All in the glorification of Srila Gurudev, sannyasis will come and they'll tell so many beautiful qualities and pastimes of Srila Gurudev. And after Srila Gurudev goes to his residence just now, we're going to have a Maha Kirtan here in the temple room with Artik. So we request all the devotees to stay for this wonderful Kirtan. Srila Gurudev Ki Jai, Srila Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai, Srila Gurudev Vyas Puja Festival Malaysia 2009 Ki Jai, Gaura Pranakande. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare.